And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to a tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also, by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. By Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your go-to roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A Huron County woman is facing felony charges following a crash that left a Bay City man seriously injured. Prosecutors say 25-year-old Rayleigh Jeffers of Pigeon is charged with operating while intoxicated causing serious injury, along with reckless driving causing serious impairment. Authorities allege she was under the influence of alcohol and a controlled substance at the time of the October 23rd crash along M25 in Akron Township. Investigators say the incident happened just shortly after 1 p.m. And police report Jeffers was driving a Jeep Grand Cherokee westbound when she and another vehicle passed a semi-truck. Afterwards, she allegedly attempted to pass a Mercedes on the shoulder, leading to a collision that sent her vehicle into the eastbound lane, where it struck a Subaru. The Subaru's driver, 36-year-old Michael Van Epps of Bay City, suffered serious injuries and had to be extricated from the wreck before being flown to a hospital. Jeffers was later charged, pled not guilty, and released on bond. A preliminary exam scheduled for May 13th was set during an April 17th court appearance in Tuscola County, 71B District Court. And Annette Marie Thayer appeared in Huron Circuit Court for sentencing. After entering a plea on March 9th to false pretenses involving between $1,000 and $20,000. The case centers on approximately $10,000 total. Addressing the court, Thayer disputed claims that she took money without permission, stating her mother had loaned her funds and had also given money to other siblings. She acknowledged taking $10,000 and said it was later used to regain her home. The court noted its decision was based on the charge tied to the plea. The judge also referenced concerns about the mother's medical condition at the time of transactions. Thayer was placed on a 12-month delayed sentence program with conditions including no new criminal activity, monthly reporting, completion of a Thinking Matters program, and 16 hours of community service. Restitution to Huntington National Bank is estimated at about $9,500, with a final amount to be determined later. A review hearing is scheduled for May 3rd, 2027. And we'll be right back after this message from AVS Broadband with your obituaries. And after that, we'll be back with Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
We have one obituary to report at this time. Marjorie A. Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away on Thursday, May 7, 2026. Marjorie was born on March 4, 1931, in Harbor Beach. She married Edward Messing on May 1, 1954. Marjorie is survived by her children Edward Jr.,
Christine, Claire, Gregory, Jill, and special friend John Davison, 19 grandchildren, 9 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral mass for Marjorie will be Wednesday, May 13th, 2026 at 11:30 a.m. at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish, Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we are back with your national and international news. In national news, today marks the beginning of National Police Week, a time dedicated to honoring law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty. Ceremonies were held at the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., with thousands of officers from across the country in attendance. The week-long event includes educational seminars on officer safety and community engagement. President Trump is expected to deliver a keynote address later this week, emphasizing federal support for local precincts. And the United Kingdom's Foreign Office summoned the Chinese ambassador to London today following the conviction of 3 men under the National Security Act. The individuals were found guilty of assisting Hong Kong intelligence services within British borders. British government described the actions as unacceptable interference in domestic affairs. Beijing has denied the allegations, characterizing the legal proceedings as a politically motivated attack on Chinese nationals. And we will be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Are you in need of a new utility vehicle? Head to your nearest Tri-County Equipment dealer and save big. Right now, Tri-County Equipment is offering retail bonuses on select equipment through June 1st. Utility vehicles can get you up to $2,000 in savings with the retail bonus. Choose from a long list of signature utility vehicles like the XUV 835M, HVAC, XUV 865R, XUV 875R, and more. The redesigned full-size Gator XUV is engineered for property owners who demand maximum capability. The wide, versatile cargo box hauls more materials in fewer trips and with towing capacity up to 4,000 pounds. You can tackle your heaviest jobs with confidence. A 12-volt SAE port keeps attachments powered throughout the workday. Now is the perfect time to upgrade before summer. Visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today for full details and take advantage of savings through June 1st.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.